Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey guys, welcome to The Damn Goods by Breaking Beauty, our episode featuring what products we're loving
and not so much.
Reviews you can use coming right up.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Breaking Beauty Podcast.
Hi, guys.
What's up, Carlene?
Well, I'm ready to try something new today.
Oh, your pink hair. We have not even discussed that you went pink.
Well, you know what? It's almost gone now. So it came and it went.
Are you going to do it again?
I'm going to take a break.
I thought it looked cute.
Oh, thanks.
What was that? Overtone or?
Yeah. So Okay. Guys, I was experimenting with pink hair. I tried Overtone, which is a conditioner treatment that you use right in your shower. You just put it on over whatever it is that you have and it turns your hair pink. And I mean, I could talk on and on about that experience, but in short, I would say I was amazed at how far color depositing shampoos and conditioners have come.
Yeah.
Because I really felt like when I put it on, I was like, I could have walked out of a salon and told a lot of people that and they would have believed me.
Yeah. It's so fun. I think rose gold and pink and lavender, they're just like a staple now.
Yeah.
And you can dip in and out. You don't need to commit to it, but just like for fun. How did it go over at your husband's retreat?
Yeah. So I went to a retreat in Prince Edward County. I think that's, what is that? Like Hudson Valley or something, or I don't know. Anyway, it's just like a lovely little jaunt out of town, and with some key players on my husband's team. They were like executives and the wives were there.
Yes.
And I had my pink hair and nobody said anything.
Nobody commented. I'm sure they loved it. But it was like, that's how normalized it is now.
Yeah, I know, it's true. But I do feel like it was kind of fading out. You know, if you don't keep it up and you wash it, it just fades out. But I think with why it's working, that whole formula right now, is because you don't get an all over solid color. You get kind of a sheer wash and you see more pink in some areas, but you see your other color coming through from underneath, unless you have bleached blonde hair.
Yeah.
But that's like, our eyes have become accustomed to that. So it actually looks good where you have a darker root and you have kind of like a balayage going on with the pink. Mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, probably 5 years ago, you'd be like, oh, fail.
Yeah.
What a fail. Right?
I think it looked really, really good. And I'd like to see you actually with purple as well. I think you could pull that off.
That's one color I don't know
about. Just because of your eye color, I think there'd be like a really nice contrast there to be so pretty.
Perhaps.
Maybe
like
in the future.
See you with teal blue.
Oh my gosh. Could you imagine?
Well, you have blue eyes.
Well, it would be like, I feel like I would look like a character in like the Hunger Games with all those people in wigs and shit. But we digress. We were just reading all of our responses from our listener survey. And overwhelmingly, thank you guys, by the way, for taking the time to fill that out. It was so much fun to read all of your feedback.
Absolutely. So helpful and informative.
And there was more than 300 people that weighed in on it. And it really, one of the overwhelming pieces of feedback that we got was like, you just wanted to hear more about products because there's so much clutter out there. And we really have aimed from day one to try to clear through some of that clutter.
Yeah.
And so we were inspired to create a new series of sorts within Breaking Beauty. And we're going to be at least once a month doing one of these like roundup segments for you, which we are entitling The Damn Goods, right?
Yeah. So as you mentioned, Jill, we've always tried to separate the greats from the gimmicks. Yeah. You know, we know that there are a shit ton of products out there. Too many, quite
frankly.
Look
at our table right now. It's just
too much.
Littered with new launches.
So, you know, that's why we did our founder episodes where it was like, we want to do this like rich backstory of what the best products are, but there are new products coming out that are great as well. And they're like instant cult classics or they're just really amazing innovations. So we started evolving and covering those as well. And so in this segment, we're really going to try and decipher what's damn good versus what's not so much worth the spend. So we're calling it our damn good segment.
Yes.
And we're going to try and theme them. I think we can have a lot of fun and do like a whole mascara episode or a whole red lipstick episode or oily skin products, you know,
just all of the above. There's so much to talk about.
You guys tell us, like jump into our Facebook chat room, let us know.
And given that it's summer, summer is upon us. And you were just away. I was just away. I'm going away again. The summer is very choppy with a lot of travel. So I thought we would open up a little bit about our travel beauty essentials and show you guys sort of what we tote along with us when we hit the road. And so we have new makeup here. We have some old favorites, some new favorites, some skincare, even a very random hair favorite from you that we're going to discuss. And everything that we will talk about today will be on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com. So if you're driving right now, do not worry about it. We will put all of the information there.
We have partnered with Neutrogena for our kickoff episode, and we're really happy to be partnering with them because one of the essential products that I think most people want to be reaching for in the summer is a skincare swap. You want to try something lighter on your face that doesn't make it feel quite so oily, so greasy. So I think a lot of the cream lotions and moisturizers get put to the side.
Yeah.
And what's great are like lightweight gel formulas.
Yeah. And I think just in that spirit, you just want to like simplify and streamline everything in the summer, especially if you're traveling. You can get something to be multi-purpose. You can get something to do more heavy lifting for you without bringing like multiple layers of anything. It's always good. So we're going to talk a little bit about a throwback product that you and I learned about, honestly, probably in 2015.
Yeah, together on a press trip.
On a press trip with Neutrogena back in the day. It's the Neutrogena Hydro Boost Gel Cream. It's $24.99 Canadian and around $23 US. There's also a version for extra dry skin and a version that has SPF 15. I feel like this was inspired by all of the Korean insanely beautiful cream gel textures, right?
Absolutely. This whole entire Hydro Boost range launched in Asia first. And that's because hydration, and again, we talked about this in our J Beauty episode that was just a couple episodes back, but hydration is one of the top three pillars of what, you know, that 1-2-3 step in a skincare routine. Hydration is key.
Yeah.
And so this whole franchise, this Hydro Boost, like took off in Asia. And so it was really originally just designed for the Asian market. And then they brought it to North America.
The star ingredient is hyaluronic acid, which I know and love so much as an oily skin person because it gives you that hydration, that instant plumping effect because it holds 1,000 times its weight in water.
Well, hyaluronic acid is found naturally in your skin. It's like collagen. It's part of the, you know, building blocks, and it's what keeps moisture in your skin, but it depletes as you age.
So that's why your skin feels refreshed and looks plumper and looks more hydrated because it is with hyaluronic acid. And that is the star ingredient in the Hydro Boost range. I love to wear this and then wear makeup on top. It never pills. Makeup looks really good on it because your skin is evenly hydrated mm-hmm. and it is just that texture that you gravitate toward in the summertime.
Yeah, because it feels almost like cooling, that yes. gel cream idea.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, you don't want to have that shine halfway through the day.
Yes.
So I think that's why people are gravitating toward gel creams. And to be honest with you, I think it all stems from like this whole water trend that, again, yes. I was talking about in that J Beauty episode. Like when I was in the drugstore, the Don Quixote, like I saw all of those water sunscreens that was all on the labels. And I know Kiehl's is launching a calendula serum infused water cream this spring as well. It does not have hyaluronic acid in it, but yeah. it's about that kind of that watery gel texture. And I think we're going to start seeing this exploding. I think it's the next like big trend
yeah.
that's continuing, but even growing more so. You're going to see water everywhere.
And even Makeup by Mario was talking about this, about mm-hmm. how essences are like tall drinks of water for the skin, mm-hmm. almost like a coconut water for the skin.
Yeah, so but then blending it yeah, into other formulas. Exactly. It's about these like new next level hybrids.
Yeah, exactly. So speaking of this water trend, I wanted to talk about something that I'm packing with me for sure. This is brand new from Chanel.
Okay.
This is called the Le Beige Water Fresh Tint.
Okay.
And so this is $85 Canadian, $65 US. And what it is really, think of it more as a hydrating veil rather than a foundation.
Okay.
So have you tried this yet?
No. Can I get a look at it?
Yeah.
I
may never get it back, you guys.
Well, it's just, I'm going to tell you what I'm looking at.
Yeah.
So this is a translucent bottle.
Yes.
And inside, you can tell it's not a foundation. It looks almost like the texture of cork because it's like a bunch of speckles that are suspended in some kind of liquid.
That's right. The formula itself is 75% water.
Oh, okay.
Which is huge. And it has these micro encapsulated pigments in it.
Ooh,
so they're
okay,
micro.
I just dropped it on my hand.
Yeah. So that's how you apply it. You pump out mm-hmm. one drop onto your hand.
Okay.
And then it comes with this little kabuki style brush.
Yeah.
And you use the brush to break apart the pigments on the back of your hand.
Oh, look at that. It's transforming.
And then you get that right on your face. But what this is for is really just an all over even glow
yeah.
that makes your skin look like a light switch has been turned on underneath. And you just look really even and glowy.
Yeah.
And it's one of those products that at first you're a little bit confused by because you're like, what does it do? But then you get it on your skin. And you're like, oh, I get it. And I interviewed the makeup artist, Jo Baker. She was the makeup artist for Lucy Boynton during the whole Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, I love, obsessed.
Follow her on Instagram, you guys, Miss Jo Baker. She does incredible beauty looks. And so I interviewed her recently for a Hello Story. The quote didn't make it in, but she essentially said that this particular base product was one that she'd been waiting for her whole life. I was like, what?
Oh, that's powerful.
Like very ringing endorsement. Mm-hmm. So when I got it, I was just so curious about it. And I think what makes it different is that texture. And mm-hmm. it's nearly imperceptible on your face, but you do just look glowier and more even. There's six shades.
Okay.
I was medium light.
Yeah.
And it does go, even though that's only a very few number of shades, it does cover up to deep. And it's almost like,
it's just so translucent.
Yes, it's translucent on your skin yeah. that you don't need to have the exact match.
You know what it reminds me of? I'm going to tell you, this is how I interpret this. If you think about a tinted moisturizer, which a lot of us turn to in the summer months, yeah. I definitely put away my foundation altogether. I'm not wearing it in the summer. This almost reminds me of like a tinted essence.
Yes.
A tinted skincare water
yeah.
or like a toner. You know, we've been talking about yeah. like that, those softeners and,
yes.
and that middle step, like those hydrating lotions that have come from Asia as well. This is like a tinted version.
Yeah. And you really do need like the brush to put it on. The brush really takes it to that mm-hmm. next level.
Cause it comes out like water almost.
Exactly.
It's very
you need the brush to
liquidy.
Like blend it onto your hand and then get that color onto your face. And mm-hmm. I think I would wear this a lot, like especially weekend brunch dates and mm-hmm. things like that. I just think it's extremely innovative and
yeah.
I've never seen anything like it before. So I want to share it with you guys, and I know that I feel like you're gonna steal this from me.
I'm going to.
It's
called Le Beige Eau de Tint Water Fresh Tint. I know you said this before, but
yeah.
there's that water trend continuing.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
into
definitely
it.
Coming with me all summer long. What are you loving right now?
Okay, I'm not going to start off by saying I'm loving this because
okay.
we are going to be talking about the damn good products and stuff we're not necessarily loving mm-hmm. so much, or some people might love, but maybe not great for our skin type. Yeah. So, but definitely what I would do in the summertime is I always get rid of my foundation, yes. like I said, and I usually switch toward just using my concealer, but I start using a lot more of my concealer.
Of course.
So one thing that I pulled out of my beauty closet is this newish product from L'Oreal. It's called L'Oreal Infallible Full Wear More Than Concealer. It's $17 Canadian, $13 US. I'm going to tell you what's on the plus side. It's got 25 shades. That's a lot for a concealer.
Huge.
So I think that's great. It's very pigmented and it's full coverage. Also great for the purpose that I'm using it for. Because I'm kind of looking for like a concealer foundation hybrid, right? The biggest point of differentiation, though, is this massive doe foot applicator.
Yes.
Like, I'm going to pull this out. This is like a fat, chubby little concealer tub. It is thick.
T-H-I-C-C. You know what I'm saying?
And this doe applicator is actually four times the size of a regular mm-hmm. one. It's mm-hmm. massive.
This is a huge trend. Like, mm-hmm. to me, when I look at this, and I'll say it, it's definitely like the Shape Tape applicator.
Yeah.
The iconic Tarte Shape Tape concealer. It looks exactly like that when you pull it out. And I think CoverGirl is launching a new concealer. Mm-hmm. They have a very similar wand. And we saw this last year with the Charlotte Tilbury Flawless Filter. So the whole idea is you're just covering larger surface areas and you can paint it on.
Yeah. And if you're a person like me who does have quite large areas of redness, then it allows you to just dole on more at one time. If you have deep concave pockets under your eyes, it allows you to really get in there and just apply more product quickly. So in theory, this is great. It's a creamy formula. They're saying it's also elastic and waterproof. The one thing that I will say for myself is I did find that it settled into my fine lines. Mm-hmm. I have kind of a deep-ish groove on my chin that's horizontal, and that's a true test spot for me of how concealers are performing.
Yeah.
But also, it also settled into the pores around the crevices of my nose and on the top of my nose. So maybe it would be great for a different skin type, a younger skin type. For me, I won't be getting rid of my RMS Uncover Up concealer anytime soon. That's my ride or die. Mm-hmm. But I do like that, just that idea of something that is dual purpose in the summertime. The other thing that I would recommend is a foundation stick, like the Bobbi Brown foundation sticks. Those are also so TSA friendly.
Yeah, and the Hourglass Vanish foundation stick is amazing. Yeah. Also,
I tend to use those kind of exclusively in the summer, and I just hit my hot spots, my T-zone, and then I just start to spread it outward. And I like to have just natural texture of my skin mm-hmm. show through everywhere else. I'm usually rocking like a minor accidental tan. But yeah, I love it. It's just a time when I like to let my skin breathe a little in the summer, you know?
Let's take a quick break to talk about something new and awesome from one of our show sponsors.
So Jill, remember how we were all excited when we heard about Care of Vitamins? They're the brand where you go to their website, you fill out a 5-minute questionnaire, and boom, a customized parcel arrives at your door. It fits your specific lifestyle, fitness, and diet goals.
Yes, tell me more.
Well, Care of is now bringing all that customization and commitment to transparency to protein powders. And they have a new online quiz that helps you learn if you're getting enough protein, fiber, and good fats.
Okay, but do I really need a protein powder in my life? Like, why do I need this?
Well, think about it. You don't eat a lot of meat, right?
No, I do not.
So protein powders are going to give you that extra protein support. So it's great for vegans, vegetarians, and anyone cutting back on their meat, just like you.
I like that the label is really clean, so you can understand what the ingredients are, where they're coming from. So whey from free-range grass-fed cows, or vegan plant protein made of organic peas, hemp seeds, and pumpkin seeds.
Well, I took the new quiz and I ticked off that, you know, I'd like to tone my muscle. I want to deal with that 3 o'clock slump. So they recommended the whey powder. And they also recommended these individual maca packets that I can easily stash in my purse, in my gym bag if I actually worked out, or in my desk drawer. So it's great for those mid-recording energy boosts that I need.
Yeah. So for our friends in the U.S., you can get 30% off your first Care of order. If you go to takecareof.com careof.com and enter the code BREAKINGBEAUTY30.
That's 30% off your first Care Of order by going to takecareof.com and entering the code BREAKINGBEAUTY30.
Let's get back to today's episode. So what's next? Well, what else are we packing?
I feel like we've talked about, we both agree, it's like definitely time to make the move to a cream blush. If you don't wear it year round, just don't try to beat the heat. Don't try to fight it and add powders to your face and just get rid of all that shine by dumping on all these powders. But it's like, I just feel like instinctively I would do this anyway. You just go with these cream formulas and you know, it just adds to the glow. Whether you're using like a cream tint on your eyelid, if it creases, that's okay. Yeah. And on the cheeks, it just looks so much more natural.
Yeah. My favorite that I've been loving and has been in my makeup kit ever since it landed in my inbox, it has been in my makeup kit. And this is from Nude Sticks. It's the Nudies Matte All Over Blush Color in Sunset Strip, 35 Canadian. I think it's around $30 US. It's dual ended. It's a soft color bomb. So on one end, it's like this creamy cheek color. And on the other end, it's a brush. So it's really easy to put on the go. Cream to powder, which is, that's the money shot in the summertime because it goes on, it melts into your skin, but then it has a bit of a powder finish. It's not going to slide everywhere.
Yeah.
And I think Mary Phillips, who is a really famous makeup artist, she works on Kendall Jenner all the time. She has collaborated with Nude Sticks. She has a great shade in this format too, this Nudies Matte All Over Blush. It's called Sunkissed, her color. And that one is really great too. This one is more of like a punchy coral color. I've worn it on my lips and really great to put on the go. You can put it on with your fingertips, blend it in, and then use the brush to just sort of really get it all into the skin.
I have to say it's quite pigmented. So you want to just do one tap and then blend. Yes. And if you need more, go for it. If you have perhaps a darker skin tone than I do.
Yeah.
But I would just start with the one tap. But this is a gorgeous, like that tawny kind of like pinky reddish color that just works so well.
I love it. I love it so much. And I'm going to have to buy another one because I'll be done of this before the summer is out. Honestly.
I like that you're using it off label on your lips because I have been loving that Instagram monochromatic look where the cheek matches the lip.
Totally.
And it just looks like so harmonious and, you know, really casual. And I guess sort of along those lines in the summertime, definitely like a sheer tint lip balm or, you know, something sheer on my lips where I don't have to try too hard. I can just put it on as I'm like riding the streetcar or whatever. And the one that I've been liking lately is this Kosa Sport Lip Fuel.
So this is K-O-S-A-S.
Yes.
This is like this Instagram. Mm-hmm. This is having an Instagram moment, this brand in general.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a clean beauty brand. You'd find it at places like Detox Market.
Yeah.
The packaging is really minimal. It's sort of black and white and with like a modernist font. So it's really cool. And I think all the cool kids are into this brand.
Yeah.
But this particular Kosa Sport Lip Fuel is, I guess, inspired by sport.
Yeah. It also has hyaluronic acid in it.
Yeah, it does.
Which
yeah.
is great.
Just like ye olde Hydro Boost.
Yes.
So it's great for like if your lips are all dried out, you know, maybe you've been doing a lot of kissing on the beach or under a tree. In the summer and you need to like requench.
Does it have SPF, this one?
It doesn't.
Okay.
I feel like that's the miss part of this because, you know, if you're going to be inspired by sport, you probably should have SPF in there.
It feels like it's meant to like slip into your swim trunks or something. Like it's for like a beach volleyball player or something.
So let's talk about the packaging.
Yeah.
So I think the biggest point of difference is right away when you look at it, it's not in a cylinder, which is how you would picture most sheer lip tints or balms, like the Fresh one that we love and use all the time. It's flatter. It looks almost like a USB key or like a doll size version of a deodorant.
Yes.
So it's really flattened. When you open it, the tip is sort of like the shape and size of an orzo noodle.
Yeah.
And what I actually like about that is that when you go to apply it, it lets you get into the Cupid's bow if you want to, if you want to have like a slightly more defined look. So there's three shades, if you will. One of them is actually clear. And then there's sort of a cool pink and a warm, sort of a warm peachy nudie pink.
Yeah.
And so they're really easy to wear. And I've actually been using them off label as well and putting them on my cheeks.
Right.
I don't know if that's advisable for for everyone. Like if you're acne prone, you probably don't want to experiment like that, but I'm playing it fast and loose, guys. It does feel sporty. Like it's something that you're going to throw in your carry-on for sure. It's got a little twist up at the bottom. Just like I said, a little deodorant. I'm definitely over those chubby sticks that don't have a sharp, like where the hell's the sharpener? It's just like, I can't, you know, keep the two together. Like, and give me a toggle or something. So yeah, I'm going to say that's a win. I don't know if I said
the price. Does it taste minty?
Did I? Yeah, it's got a bit of a minty. I think that's part of this like energy feel. Like I'm kicking a soccer ball and I'm putting on my lip balm.
Right.
Anyway, if I didn't say the price already, it's 25 Canadian and 18 US, which I feel is like, you know, it's that sort of mastige, like indie brand pricing.
Yeah, absolutely. I know you're not like a huge bronzer fan, but I feel like this one would convert you. I'm going to talk about this.
Okay, tell
and
me.
And once again, this has been in my makeup bag ever since I got it day one. Mm-hmm. This is the Fenty Beauty Sunstalker Instant Warmth Bronzer, 38 Canadian, 30 US dollars. Rihanna and her team spent 2 years developing this formula, apparently.
That's quite a long time.
It is. And there's 8 shades. I'm the lightest one. It is called Inda Sun, like I-N-D-A and then sun. Mm-hmm. It's fair with neutral undertones. What I think is really interesting about this and why it's made it into my rotation right away is that it's soft matte finish first and foremost, and the whole notion behind it that it's instant warmth really does make a difference on your skin. It's not orange, it's not stripy, it's not trying too hard. Literally, as soon as I put it on, when I went out, someone asked me if I just got back from holiday. I'm like, okay, bingo.
Yeah.
And then someone else said that to me. And then I had gotten all 8 shades. So I sort of passed them around to a few friends of different skin tones, and they all subsequently got compliments on their skin too. Mm-hmm. And I just think it gives you that natural lift and glow, and you, because it is a soft matte finish, you don't feel like you have glitter on your face, or you don't feel like it is too harsh, like,
or just sitting on top. Yeah.
I hate that.
I think that there's this sort of danger now, quite frankly, with Fenty, where it's like, as soon as you see Fenty, you're like, I love it.
Yeah.
You know, because it's just like people love the brand
so much, right? They stand for Fenty. Yeah. Who doesn't?
Exactly. Yeah. So I think that, you know, it's interesting that you say that it actually has an effect. I guess the soft focus or this blendability is sort of what I'm hearing. I'll be curious to try this, and I will.
And this one is also transfer resistant. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to hit pan on this by the end of the summer, and that's a rarity.
Okay, great. You know? So when you have all those Tinder dates and you're making out and you lose your lipstick, your lips are dry and you use the Kosas, then that won't transfer and you're set.
And I'll be like, Riri, my girl, she's got me. Mm-hmm. But one final note on that is I think the reason it did take 2 years to develop is that, and they came out with such a curated selection of 8 shades, is that she made sure, like, the darkest shade is called Mocha Mami, mm-hmm. very deep with warm red undertones. And I just think bronzer has been one of those categories where women with darker skin they've just not had a lot of options. Mm-hmm. So I think once again, she's staying really true to the ethos of her brand. Mm-hmm. And I've heard from many people that they like this. So I think it's a worthwhile spend.
Hey Jill, can we take a break for a minute to chat about what else we're listening to these days?
I am obsessed with Audible.
Oh yeah? What's your favorite audiobook so far?
Well, you know that I've listened to Michelle Obama's audiobook, Becoming, mm-hmm. and I loved it so much because it's it's her story in her words, and I got chills when I was listening to it.
Yeah, like literally her voice, though. I mean, it feels like you're in the same room with her alone. How incredible.
And it just makes a huge difference. I mean, she was like commuting with me every day. It's amazing. It's such an intimate experience. And all of Audible's audiobooks are professionally narrated by actors, authors, and motivational speakers.
Love that. So what do you think is on Audible right now that our listeners at Breaking Beauty would like specifically?
There's a new release that I think everyone will love. It's from Gigi Gorgeous, who is the YouTube sensation. She just released her memoir, He Said, She Said, Lessons, Stories, and Mistakes from My Transgender Journey. Carney.
Well, I know she's a fellow Canadian. She got her start in Mississauga at a Mac counter. I grew up in Mississauga. She was called Gregory back then. What a fascinating journey. And now she is the marshal at the Pride Parade,
yeah,
right?
Coming right up. So I can't wait to listen to that one. And Gigi, hopefully she'll be on our show one day as well.
Well, in the meantime, you can listen to her story in her own words on Audible.
Absolutely. So we have a special offer for Breaking Beauty listeners, and you can get a 30-day Audible trial. Your first audiobook plus two Audible originals are free. So you visit audible.com/beauty.
That's right. Start listening with a 30-day Audible trial and your first audiobook plus two Audible originals are free. Just visit audible.com/beauty.
Now back to today's episode.
My next damn goods that I'll be packing this summer is the mascara that I'm loving right now. It's by Clarins and it's called the Wonder Perfect Mascara 4D.
Okay.
Are you checking out my eyelashes right now?
Yeah. I actually thought you were wearing the Caution mascara from Hourglass Cosmetics that you and I both
love. We both love that one. Nope. This is a new one. Mm-hmm. So Clarins has always had Wonder Perfect mascara. I don't know for how long time. This one is a new version. It's called the 4D because it's aiming to deliver on four fronts, which is volume, length, definition, and curl. So that's a tall order, quite frankly. I'm just going to mention the price is $30 Canadian, $28 US. It's just, would you expect this kind of drama from Clarins, really?
I love Clarins, but a lot of their skincare I'm more drawn to, and I probably wouldn't even pick this up. So yeah. I'm actually shocked you did.
Well,
was it a bit of a mascara roulette this morning?
It was. It's just like, it just opened the beauty closet and hello, this one appealed to me. But I think that what intrigued me the most is, as you know, that the one I was using before this was the Cure Weiss, which I recommended in a recent episode. And what I liked about Cure Weiss, let's be honest, it's sort of what I like to call a whisper mascara. You know, I compared it to the Glossier Slick. So every time I think Slick, it sounds like the wrong name to me. Anyway, Glossier Slick mascara. It's like the slip dress of your mascara wardrobe. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I put this one on, wasn't expecting big results. And then I was like, whoa, mama. Yeah. Whoa. Okay. This is like a prom dress on my eyes. Yeah. So I just feel like, just to get really specific, instant longer lashes, thicker, fanned out. What impressed me the most is that it was like, it didn't have the clumping that you get when there's volumizing. Like if you have what I have right now, which is sort of this perfectly spaced out effect. Mm-hmm. Usually you get that volume, but you have to go in with a lash comb to separate and have them perfectly spaced and positioned. Whereas this one is just like curling upwards without any of that, all that sticking together business.
Yeah, they're really defined and really long.
I know. And so it was interesting because I started reading the reviews online. I'm like, what are other people thinking? This just launched in April. And some of the diehard fans of the OG are not happy.
Yeah.
They're saying they're experiencing, smudging.
Okay.
But I've been wearing this for probably 8 hours now and I don't have any smudging and I've hooded eyelids and I don't use an eyelid primer or anything. Mm-hmm. So I'm usually a really good test of smudging.
Yeah. I am impressed by that one.
I'm impressed, guys. It was a surprise hit for me.
I'm going to go home and see if I have it.
Yeah, you should. You should.
Just really quickly, I wanted to talk about, because even though that one is not waterproof, right? That
no.
you just discussed.
No,
because
it's
not. Typically we would reach for that, but I think there's a bigger trend going on right now, and that there's a bit of a backlash to waterproof mascaras in general, just because of course you love the wear, but they're so hard to get off.
Yeah.
And they just aren't great for your lashes either. I definitely would not recommend wearing a waterproof mascara every day. Maybe on a wedding day or where you have to be outside all day or, you know, for a special
running
event.
Running a marathon, sure.
Yeah, why not?
Can I tell you about my next damn good product that everyone's going to love and nobody is going to hate.
I can't believe that you are holding this right now based on the aesthetics alone.
I'm holding the world's ugliest brush in my hand right now. Mm-hmm. It's called the Wet Brush Flex Dry Brush.
Not on brand.
No,
for you.
It's not. It's it's not a Mason Pearson. I'm going to tell you that. It's $16 Canadian. It's US $14. So you're going to find this at like Walmart and probably Ulta, places like that. And these have been around for a while. I was sleeping on this, but they just got Canadian PR. So guess what? It landed in my mailbox and I tried it. And so I'm going to give you a visual of what I'm holding. This is an oval shaped paddle brush. It's extremely light. It's feather light and it's vented. So there are wide horizontal lines through the paddles that makes it really gappy. So it's not solid at the back, meaning that air can pass through when you blow dry. And actually that's its main benefit that they claim is it gives you a faster blow dry because all that air is getting through. Truth be told, I have not used this vented brush to blow dry my hair. That's not what I love about this brush. What I love about this brush is how it glides through my knotty bird's nest hair when I get out of the shower, and it just glides through without ripping out my hair to the point where it has now replaced my tangle teaser.
Really?
Like, mic drop.
So this is definitely something you would bring with you to a cottage.
Absolutely. It's so light that, you know, I can easily throw it in my carry-on without it weighing me
and
down.
Nobody wants to be that girl at the cottage that gets the round brush out, gets their Dyson, goes into the bathroom, and you're just like, you're that person all of a sudden. Now you just bring this brush and you can let it air dry.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, listen, when you get out of the pool, if you're like with the chlorine or you get out of the ocean or whatnot, like, I don't know about you, but I pretty much put away my blow dryer in the summer. Yeah. I just want to put in some detangling spray, brush it, maybe put it up in a high ponytail or let it air dry, see if I can get some waves going. But I also have been using this brush on my daughter. Again, she's 8 and she gets a lot of knots. So like she cries if I'm brushing her hair and it's pulling, and she loves this brush now.
I feel like it's the fact that it is so lightweight, you almost feel like it is flexing and bending when you're brushing it through your hair,
which I think is what makes it foldy.
Yeah, this is why I think it makes it so easy to go through your hair. It's not resisting. It's not rigid.
Yeah.
And it almost feels like you would melt it if you were using hot air on it, but you don't.
So then I started Googling it, and Kendall Jenner apparently uses a wet brush, like in 2014 anyway, she was saying she was. Maybe all you guys know about this, but I was sleeping on it. I thought maybe one or two of you might be able to enlighten you.
Well, I mean,
you,
I think a lot of, like, I've been a tangle teaser devotee forever and ever. So maybe I'll give the wet brush a whirl.
Yeah.
Because I'll be honest, I just thought they were like very similar, but I guess this is a very different design.
You guys tell us what you think. Mm-hmm. It is. So it has this lovely new pattern for spring.
Yeah.
I would describe this pattern as like something you might find on a Kleenex box.
It kind of reminds me of like something I had, like my binder in junior high, like a print that would be on that.
Yeah. Totally. You
know? But anyways, it doesn't matter. Even if it's ugly enough for the bottom shelf, sometimes it just works and you just take it with you.
That's right.
You will be packing it with pride.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have one last product, because if you go on a summer vacay, if we go to PEI and we don't pack sunscreen, we are fired, right? So I'm going to hit you with one that's some of you have never heard of.
Yeah.
It's called the why can't I say it now? Alumair MD Sheer Hydration Broad Spectrum Sunscreen SPF 40.
So Alumair, that's the brand, they have that really famous vitamin C product.
Yeah, all the beauty editors love it.
Yeah.
So this sunscreen is $48. I'm going to tell you the goods and the bads. The good part is it's a physical sunscreen, meaning it uses micronized zinc oxide and titanium dioxide instead of chemical sunscreens like oxybenzone. Mm-hmm. So it's a physical barrier that reflects and sort of scatters UV rays. But I feel like the texture of the sunscreen goes on like a chemical sunscreen. So it's much smoother, because a lot of times with these physical sunscreens, you get up there in the percentage of titanium dioxide and zinc oxide and they get really white and chalky.
Yeah.
That's usually the downside.
The dry back, yeah.
So I think that's cool. They also have versions for oily skin. They have another version for acneic skin. So even if you've got that base of like your moisturizer that's giving you that moisturization, you want to be using an SPF over top, right?
Yeah.
And so I think that's cool. Now here's the unfortunate part. It's not available in the US.
Okay.
It's available in Canada and the UK though. But you do need to go to a medical professional to get it. So
that's the MD.
Yes. Cause it's developed by physicians.
I see.
And chemists. It's like heavy duty ingredients that are in here. They want to almost like prescribe it to you.
Yeah, I think it's good to talk about. And it's kind of a teaser for an upcoming Damn Goods episode that we're planning on doing.
Yes.
If we get organized enough.
Yes.
And that is all about just diving deep on the difference between daily SPF, like in your moisturizer, and SPF that you should be wearing when it's really sunny outside or doing a lot of activities when it's really hot out and really sunny, or that UV index is off the charts. So going back to our survey, you guys just love skincare intel, so that we will aim to bring that to you very soon.
So thanks for listening. Let us know what you thought about our exclusive Damn Goods episode. And if you want to have more themed ones in the months ahead. We're listening.
Yeah. And everything that we talked about today, once again, if you're driving, you're on the move, you can find everything linked on our website at breakingbeautypodcast.com/blog.
Yeah, bye guys.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for tuning in. Visit breakingbeautypodcast.com for details on all the damn good products we talked about in today's episode.
And be sure to sign up for our newsletter. That way you'll get every episode delivered right to your inbox. You won't miss a single thing.
Or subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast fix.
And please show us some love by rating us or reviewing us in iTunes. See you next time. Like a cherry bomb. Like a cherry bomb.